Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are hanging on Jesus Every Word. Well into our study of the Sermon on the Mount, today we look at another of Jesus' statements that began, "You've heard it said, but I say to you," depending on which translation you use. I'm reading in Matthew 5:33. Jesus said, "Again, you've heard that the ancients were told, 'You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.' But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statement be yes or yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil." There's been a lot said and written about these verses, taking oaths, not taking oaths. Some Christians believe it refers to them not taking an oath or being sworn in a court of law. That's not true at all. This really refers more to the flippancy of oaths that were used in the culture of Jesus by Jewish people and by others. And we've heard him say today, "I swear this," or "I swear that." One of the more popular expressions was, "I swear to God." Now that one can get you in trouble. The basic principle here is that Jesus is trying to get his followers, his disciples, to keep it simple, to not use all these crazy oaths and swear by things that they don't control, or start swearing by things irreverent to our God, but rather just tell the truth. If someone asks you a question, you can answer yes, and if the answer is no, answer no, and don't try to make excuses and add a whole lot of other diatribe to it, because that's when we can find ourselves falling into sins of the tongue, which James so eloquently discussed in his epistle. Hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.